You're listening to Banal Leakage, episode 43, Ownership Has Its Options. The upcoming Thanksgiving holiday is fast approaching, and so is the start to the shopping season. Future episode, I'll go into more details on that. So making my list and checking them more than twice to ensure I find gifts for those I love and care about without spending a ton. That's the challenge each and every year. So I'm trying to reduce that this year, and in previous years I've gone overboard. So it's hard not to, but you know, you just need to sometimes. And with that, let's start the news. The creator of Operation, the board game, can now afford his own operation. John Spinello created the board game Operation back in the early 60s. So he sold the concept for $500, but he kept the patent. Smart guy. It didn't get royalties over the years. Yeah, I know, that's kind of such is the case sometimes with things that happened years ago with these inventors. So he's now 77, and he needs teeth surgery to be specific, at the cost of $25,000. That's a lot of surgery for teeth. So Hasbro, who now owns Milton Bradley, who was the originator of the Operation game, the one who, you know, created the board game, so to speak. I mean, well, not created, but, you know, marketed it and packaged it and everything and managed it. So they own, Hasbro owns the assets for Milton Bradley. So they've stepped in and they're helping to pay for his surgery. There's also a crowdfunding effort over at crowdrise.com that's helped to raise money. So he has, and on top of that, he's also sold signed copies of the Operation board game that, you know, so that's kind of cool. You know, very, you know, he's still very creative in a lot of ways. So they've raised almost $50,000 between all the sources. So I guess he can have two surgeries now, or backup surgery, if you will. So always good to hear of these types of stories, especially when someone invents something cool like a board game like Operation. I mean, who hasn't played Operation? That's, you know, that's been around for years, you know. So, but you know, but he wasn't savvy back in the day to ensure he got royalties. So, you know, again, like I mentioned before, that's kind of a normal thing. So, the original idea for the game came when he was a child, John Spinello, when he was a child, and stuck a safety pin into an electrical outlet. Kids, don't try this at home. Or, on second thought, you know. Taylor Swift pulls her music from Spotify. So she sells a ton of albums, you know, including over 1 million copies of her latest album entitled 1989. I briefly mentioned that in a couple episodes ago that talked about how no albums had reached a million. Well, there's one, Taylor Swift. So, but the concern of royalties versus album sales got to Taylor, and she decided she was going to pull all of her albums from Spotify and all the songs from the popular streaming service. So since then, the back and forth of how much she's made is anywhere between $500,000 to $6 million. So depending who you ask, obviously, or how the numbers fold out, all those figures then between there, you know, and the 500,000 to 6 million are true, but it all depends on time frame. And, you know, some include like how long she's been out on Spotify and all that kind of stuff. So, so this is basically in my opinion, it's a case of he said, she said, the story, you know. So I actually got a response out of Daniel Ek, who is the CEO of Spotify, and Scott Borchetta, who runs Swift's record label, Big Machine. So I'm not much on streaming music services. You know, I do listen to Spotify here and there, iTunes Radio. Definitely don't do Pandora. Not because I hate it. It's just I'm just not much into it. I mean, I like music, but I don't need 12 different places to listen to music from that I don't already have. You know, copies of the MP3s on my iDevices or CDs or, you know, anything. So. So, you know, and I've been, like I said, I've used Spotify, been out there for a little while, but, you know, I don't also claim to have heard much from Taylor Swift. I know she's pretty popular. I know the song Never, Ever, Ever, you know. So anyway, yeah. So, but the money that these artists have received from Spotify seems to vary. You know, Taylor Swift being, you know, as popular as she is, you know, probably makes, you know, those figures, you know, 3 million or 500,000 or whatever. So it depends on how many times the song gets streamed, the album gets streamed, you know, per artist. It's a random deal, you know. So the music industry has changed so much in the last 5 years. I guess we're going to see how things play out for Taylor outside of the Spotify world. Another music story here. Robert Plant, the former lead singer of Led Zeppelin, turns down a rumored $800 million deal for a Led Zeppelin reunion. So this was a story that came out and has since been reported that it didn't happen, with both denials from Robert Plant, his manager, and Richard Branson of Virgin. So anyway, and Richard actually took to his personal blog to deny this. So, you know, but even if it didn't happen, you know, the last 7 years of reunion rumors are nothing to ignore. So us Led Zeppelin fans wouldn't mind another reunion tour. I've never seen them live. So, gosh, it would be the first time that I would actually see them. So, you know, I grew up with Zeppelin. You know, you'd think I would have saw them in the 70s at one point. So, although I was a teen, you know, or a preteen back in those days. But so even if it's for the money, you know, $800 million, that's nothing to sneeze at. So, you know, aside from the money, we want the band members to show up and perform. So when we hear about $800 million or rumored $800 million on the table, you know, we perk up. You know, it's a lot of dough. Merchandising would be involved. You know, I'm sure they'd reissue all sorts of stuff, you know, T-shirts and things like that. You know, so would bearing a lot of resentment between the members. Plant, Page, Jones, and Bonham, as in Jason Bonham, John Bonham's son, last gave us a great show at the O2 Arena in 2007. I would have loved to have gone to that one, that's for sure. I was old enough, obviously, I could have. You know, I think if Robert Plant really wanted to do a proper reunion, I think he would, but he doesn't. You know, there's numerous times when he's, you know, I'm sure every time someone interviews him, you know, he does his own musical group and everything like that, and has been for many years. So I think, you know, he's turned it down so many times, it's like, I really don't think he's going to do it. So, you know, maybe we'll just leave it at that, which is where Page and Jones are willing to let it go as well. Jimmy Page has recently been remastering the Led Zeppelin catalog. So, you know, he's obviously, you know, still has his hand in everything. And so, you know, age is not on their side, though. So, you know, if it's not going to happen now, I don't think it's going to happen at all. This week's rant. Senator Ted Cruz compares net neutrality to his hatred of Obamacare. So the senator from Texas tweeted the other day that net neutrality is like Obamacare. So from that tweet, many deducted that he doesn't really understand either one. And that's my opinion, too. He doesn't understand half the stuff. You know, I'm not going to go into bashing this guy, but he really doesn't have a clue on many things. So his tweet was related to President Obama giving his support to reclassify the internet as a Type 2 utility, like power and natural gas. So this would regulate the internet as a place that would be governed, but taking away the many reins that the ISP monopoly has been building since 2002. So your Comcast, your Time Warners, your Cox, or, you know, all these large companies that control so much, you know, they've been, you know, their bandwidth limiting. They've hijacked Netflix and forced Netflix to pay what's, you know, quote unquote bandwidth ransom. So all these different things, but, you know, that would happen. You know, yes, you know, so those people that are, you know, like my libertarian friends, they want the internet to be free completely without any government intervention or regulation at all. You know, that sounds nice. You know, I mean, the internet, it should be free. You know, there shouldn't be any censorship or any of that kind of crap out there. So, but, you know, it goes too far in the other direction. We need a happy medium for treating all content equally. And, you know, I am in support of President Obama reclassifying this, you know. I don't know, you know, I mean, you know, all the utilities have their issues and things like that. And there's different, you know, monopolies and other things like that. But, you know, in my opinion, for the most part, you know, power and gas are regulated pretty well. They have to, you know, they have to go to approval if they want to raise their rates. They have to prove that they need to raise their rates for, you know, and show, you know, that they build out, you know, X number of new extensions or, you know, in the case of ISPs, you know, upgraded bandwidth, you know, things are faster. I mean, the internet's pretty slow here in this country compared to other countries here in the U.S. So, I mean, it's, you know, things could improve. And the amount of money that the Comcast and Time Warners make and the fact that they're trying to merge proves that they're making a shit ton of money. And I don't really see why they would be against net neutrality, you know, other than for the sole purpose of them making more money. So I'm all for, you know, treating all content equally, you know, regardless if it's an email or a movie, you know. I mean, you know, you get 250 gigs of bandwidth a month. It doesn't, shouldn't matter whether you read emails or text or watch movies or whatever. Yeah, it's all, you're paying for it. So basically, yeah, I like that. And not how Ted Cruz and his ilk would like to see it all managed. This week's shameless plug, Sam Simon, co-creator of The Simpsons, is giving away his fortune. So in late 2012, Sam was diagnosed with colon cancer, and currently he is in his last days. I mean, he was only expected to live 3 to 6 months after his diagnosing, but treatments have extended his life. So, you know, which is really cool. You know, I mean, you know, he's worth, you know, his estimated fortune is over, you know, an easy $100 million or more. And after taking care of his family, you know, putting money aside for them after he's gone, he's planning to leave the remainder of his fortune to children and animals. Wow. So pretty cool. So the Sam Simon Foundation helps feed needy humans and animals. You know, they take care. There's different ways that they get food to support and cure hunger. You know, I mean, what a noble thing to do. Jeez. You know, he's very much into animal protection, working towards reducing animal cruelty and, taking abandoned pets and finding homes for them. I mean, so very much like the Humane Society, only on a more limited scale. But, you know, gosh, I mean, look at his fortune. Jeez, you know. So, of course, as I mentioned, you know, his biggest claim to fame is creating the animated TV show The Simpsons alongside Matt Groening. So, you know, he's done so many different, he's worked on Cheers, he's worked on, you know, so many other shows and other avenues, and, you know, his philanthropy is very much to be lauded, you know. I mean, it's, my gosh, and for him to just want to give this money, you know, after his family's taken care of, give it to helping the needy, the poor, the animals, and take care of that, you got to give this guy credit. I mean, you know, he's not, you know, not only is he cool for what he's created, but, you know, hey, you know, he will be missed when he's gone, but he is leaving another legacy behind with his donations and actions. So I cannot say enough nice about this man. Thank you, Sam. Sure, I'll take 20 to go. Want to leave feedback? Email podcast@banalleakage.com. Thank you for listening, and as always, if you can't be specific, just be random.